you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody sent us a little video. It's more visual than it is an audio thing, but of Mike Tyson beating up Carol Channing and celebrity boxing episode of Family Guy.
I don't recall that. Yeah, so
here do I, but she's right there in the pop culture, which is McFarlane's brilliant about that. He knows he puts everybody in there. I did see a still shot of Carol Channing at the 70s Super Bowl at halftime, though. I was going to share that. I should have. She's right in the middle of the field singing a song. 1970 Super Bowl, Carol Channing.
Anybody pull down her dress?
Well, Chris Frangiola said to us, it was a lower boob incident there. He said that we should have
very much lower.
He should have said we should combine Carol Channing with Tan Line Tuesday. I said we didn't have any pictures there.
That's
Chris.
Too bad.
That is too bad.
If we would not too bad.
And believe me, I looked. I googled when I saw that tweet from Frangiola. I googled Carol Channing in a bathing suit.
You didn't go nude?
No. Because they're going to show that what you get.
Yeah.
Carol Channing's head.
Have you ever
taken
googled
one? Yeah.
Carol Channing nude. I have not yet.
But you will.
I'm about to.
And you'll be happy to know that Carol Channing appearance in Family Guy.
Yes.
That was actually her.
Really?
What's her voice? Cool.
I just looked it up. That is her last credited acting.
What year was that episode?
2006.
Okay. That's cool. Because she does talk a little bit in it. Once again, it's a visual. We play
it. But
for
you don't hear her talking normally very often. And she was kind of talking normal there.
Yeah, that was the last thing listed on her IMDb.
So you're still looking. Is she bent over somewhere? They nobody took her head on somebody, did they?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they did?
Sure they did.
Of course they did. That, and I'm not sure.
Sing Dildos are a girl's best friend. Sing that.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
No, he's not gonna.
Instead of diamonds, say dildos are a girl's best friend.
He's not gonna bastardize
say
that.
It.
Yeah, I can't
say
bastardize
it. Yes you can.
The naked and sexy Carol Channing.
Right.
I mean, did she look good back in the day?
She's always looked like Carol Channing.
She looked younger.
She looked better when she was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Those looks worked better when she was younger.
That's a good point. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, she doesn't even have a listing on Mr. Skin.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, even the pictures from years ago, she's got the big hair.
Yeah, you're right. That was what everybody looked like back then, too, for that matter. But we lost her yesterday, and 383 people had him, I believe you mentioned. And we're
something like that.
What letter are you on now?
We, 383 players had the 98-year-old or the 97-year-old. I think she was going to be 98 here in a couple of days.
Yeah, just missed it by a couple weeks, I think.
You think.
Carol Channing. Less than that.
Yeah. We didn't get very far. We started with the Qs. We are in the Ts.
All right.
And even though I would love to say that one, I don't think I can say it.
There's a lot of them you'd love to say, but
sometimes they're not you just don't want to say them, right? Because they're harsh,
Hitler, or which one? For instance,
are they racist?
Well, if you say it right, you're afraid you're going to mess it up.
Well, it's a little too close.
Yeah, but it is.
Do you want me to give that one a try?
Yeah, do that. You can say it. Just make sure you say it right.
Is it a tester?
Yeah, it is. If you don't, just make sure you say TW.
Put your finger on the button.
I got it.
Big guy.
But he's you're a pro when it comes to this.
All right.
You may stutter.
Now, stop laughing and having a good time. Concentrate here.
Yeah.
Or you're going to screw up big time.
Misspeak every once in a while, but usually when it comes to matters of this, you nail it.
Supersize my twitties.
There you go.
You said
gets
it right.
A hit.
Yeah.
See?
Gets
a
but you're right.
Every time.
You run right through
right,
that.
I understand your trepidation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tent tackling Todd gets a hit.
Yeah. Well, that tent was trying to get outside on him, and it wasn't going to happen.
You got to set the edge.
You set the edge, exactly. That tent was moving.
No, I've got the technique down when it comes to tackling the tent.
That kid's beard gets a hit.
Screw that kid.
With Carol Channing also getting a hit is that son of a bitch, Mr. Rogers.
Everybody always did that about him. That's how you talked about that dude.
That's hilarious. All right. To me. Also, that white lady, Karen.
All right. Must be somebody in the office. Must be a black guy in the office, and he's calling somebody else. That's that white lady, Karen, that comes in here once in a while. I guarantee it's something like that. We don't call people white ladies. We wouldn't call them that. They're just ladies, you know.
Yeah, but to us, they're just ladies.
And we might say that black lady in the office, that black lady Karen came in here. That white lady Karen. Or I guess that's just Karen. Don't you think it is? And they probably just
I don't know.
That. All right.
I don't know. There goes Slick Fist Rick. Gets a hit.
I like that name. There he goes.
The ruling on the field gets a hit. Probably no way saying that one, but I will say throat kegels.
All right. You will say that.
Gets a hit.
All right. There's more to it than that? Oh, it's the next one.
No. Throbert F. Kennedy gets a hit.
People are clever, man.
I don't know if that one should be included.
I like it.
Till death do we part.
Yeah.
Teeny gorilla ween.
Stop right away.
I'm not sure if I.
Weenie?
Yeah.
Oh, teeny gorilla weenie?
Yeah.
I like that. It's kind of that's a kid's book.
Yeah.
I remember reading that as a kid.
And, I guess you guys are playing the commodities field, I think, or at least, no, I'm sorry, the currency field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because currency in Vietnam is
the dong.
Dong.
Yeah, that's
dong,
right. Yeah. And so Todd and Tyler's dong futures gets a hit.
Are always looking up.
Yeah.
Are always looking up.
Something about Todd and Tyler's favorite monkey and me.
Macaque. That's our favorite monkey.
Todd's 23rd child gets a hit. Todd's two ball sleeve gets a hit. And Todd's butter knife gets a hit.
Oh, yeah. It's not a butter knife anymore. That's a poop knife. It's back to being a butter knife.
Pooper knife.
Yeah.
Well, it's trash now.
Oh, it is? Yeah. You sure you threw out the right knife?
The two ball sleeve is a reference to golf.
Yeah. And your nuts.
Some balls only come in two ball sleeves.
And so we'll get through the rest of Todd.
That's a Facebook 10-year challenge. He shows nuts all tucked up, and the nuts really hanging real low. I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the drawing of that. Yeah.
I've seen the actual nuts.
Actual photographic evidence.
If your nuts drop that much in 10 years, that shouldn't have happened. I guess maybe like this 60 to 70 maybe, but...
Yeah, but
not 20 to 30.
Who actually keeps visual evidence of that?
Of their nuts?
Yeah. Somebody would have to take pictures of their nuts every year.
Right.
And have them filed properly.
Right.
Oh,
and measured.
Under the same circumstances, the same temperature.
That's right. That's right.
And you'd have to have like a ruler tattooed on your inner thigh so you track the progress.
Yeah, you'd need something for perspective.
Yeah.
And you're right, Craig, you'd have to...
Or just hold a ruler up
the conditions, the temperature, the humidity.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd have... The people in the room wouldn't have to be the same, but you would have to feel the same way about them as you did the first time.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and say you probably should be alone.
Yeah, it would have to be...
taking pictures of your...
Under these same conditions. And you'd have
that's a good friend who just, charts the course of your nuts falling. That's a good
Well, you know, some lovely couple just getting married. They're going to be together 50 years. You know that's true.
Yeah,
sure. And so they may as well start taking pictures of the dude's...
Grandpa, break out your
scrotum.
Nuts.
Yeah, right away.
They call each other. Mother, come in here and take a take a picture of my nuts.
Now, would they reciprocate with the lady in the relationship there?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to know how that drops over time?
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of that on Facebook.
I think you would just do the boob one in that situation. Yeah. I don't think you want to measure the
I
the
got
length
a
of the labia.
You're going to have a tough time getting her to agree to that one.
Yeah. Guys are proud of the
On the other hand, guys got no problem.
No, yeah. Look at these. I don't care.
Check you say, out. Honey, let's chart your downward progress. I don't think she's going to fall for
My
that.
My scrotum's always available for a photo session.
Yeah. Don't tell us that.
Bob Costas leaving NBC. He's going to go to MLB and call some baseball games.
I think he's just loaded. Just wants to do it. He just wants to do what he wants to do, I guess. Yeah. Good for him.
Well, everybody does.
But I know. But he can afford it. Yeah. And he loves calling baseball.
Right. Good now he's in a position to do what he wants to do. I think he did a couple last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. $45 million is his net worth. So
yeah. He could do it.
Not outrageous, but certainly options money. Right.
Goes a long way in St. Louis or wherever the hell he chooses to live.
I think he's in New York now.
Is he?
Yeah, because he got divorced, I believed.
I didn't.
I think he moved to New York. He might have a place in both.
Well, $45 million, you can afford a place in both. Yeah. But I thought he was mostly a St. Louis guy.
He got divorced.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not thinking of Joe Buck?
No, I know Joe Buck did, too.
Divorced in 01, remarried in 04.
Yeah.
Trophy wife?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look her up.
Because Joe Buck got himself a trophy wife.
Well, the chick from...
she's kind of hot.
She's a broadcaster, right? Wasn't she? Yeah, she was.
I think so.
Yeah.
Clemson's quarterback appears to be dealing with his own case of fake news. Trevor Lawrence and his teammates went to the White House and got their fast food and pizza. He was quoted as saying, "It was the best meal we ever had." Then we go and see the coastal elite media trashing it for not being organic vegan.
He never said that.
The quote spread online, and then he had to tweet that, no. He never said that. The trip to the White House
who
was
spread
awesome.
It online?
I don't know who spread it online.
Somebody who hates the mainstream media.
Coastal elites are not are not vegan.
I don't know who hates the mainstream media
I know.
In and around the White House.
Mr. Shutdown does.
Well, yeah. He made somebody do it.
Yeah. Well, of course you did.
But what was that quote actually somewhere on Twitter?
How about, do you mean?
I don't get how this came
about.
Where I saw it was kind of a meme.
Oh, so somebody faked up a meme. He never said it.
Where they had his picture and put that quote underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To say that he had said it. Now, that's where I saw it. I don't know if that was the origin of it.
Yeah, because most freshmen in college haven't come to hate the coastal elite media yet.
Yeah.
They're on the very conservative bandwagon.
Yeah.
And they read those things, they're going to see those words.
No, the only coastal he knows is that he's in the coastal division of the ACC.
Exactly.
He might not even know that.
You're right.
Yeah. And he goes down. Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
He's in South Carolina. He can go to the coast right there.
So he's familiar with the term coastal.
Yeah. He goes to see the, he might visit the coastal elite in Charleston every once in a while.
That's where they are.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Bunch of elitists.
Swedish journalists are coming to the United States to cover the arrest of famous sportscaster Bo Gunnar Hansen.
Or Swedish.
The 85-year-old...
Who is he?
Famous sportscaster Bo Gunnar Hansen in Sweden.
What do you do over here? Was he hiding over here?
85-year-old had to be arrested in Coral Springs, Florida last week for allegedly groping a 13-year-old boy at a park.
Oh, you can't
He's considered one of Sweden's most famous TV personalities, covering the sporting events like the Olympics and the World Cup.
So it's huge over there. It's a huge story.
Yep. Huge story over there.
Yeah. He's the Bob Costas of Sweden.
He's older, longer than that.
Yeah. Yep. Or Joe Buck. I don't know. But he does it all.
Yeah.
He covers
huge over there.
Both of Sweden's sports. Do they play soccer?
Well, they probably ski as well.
Oh, yeah, the biathlon.
Everybody plays soccer.
He's good on the biathlon. Yeah.
What is that? The biathlon is both of Sweden's sports.
Yes. We ski and we shoot.
I got some recent audio of that guy if you want to hear it.
You know, if you get sweaty and want to take your shirt off, that'd be just fine.
Yeah, that's a recent. It doesn't sound Swedish at all to me, does it?
A little post-game.
No, exactly.
He's conducting a post-game interview.
Yeah, but... Exactly.
And don't you mouth off to me, or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
He didn't take any guff in the locker room. He did not take any guff in the locker room. Yeah. Herbert the pervert. Speaking of that, another pervert, former Yankee.
Oh, and a, that's who I saw.
And, yeah, there was a...
John Wetland.
Yeah, John Wetland, yeah. What happened to him, Craig?
I remember They're not saying.
Yeah.
No, it's...
No, I
underage
mean,
kid.
Well, they're not specifically saying, but it has to do with an underage kid.
Underage
at least.
Person, right? Exactly. Right.
But beyond that, they are saying nothing.
He's 52 now. He was the MVP of the World Series.
Former
in 96.
World Series MVP.
You got anything you used to wear in the summertime?
Just these old shorts.
Sweet Jesus.
That's a dude in Florida right there.
Oh. Under arrest in North Texas on child sex abuse charges.
Are you reading
it? I just read
continuous
a headline.
Of a child under 14.
Scumbag.
Horrible.
Yeah, the headline I'm reading, I don't even want to say out loud.
And then don't.
It's just horrible.
He's living in Texas now. Is that where he's originally from? And he played for the Rangers a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They showed some younger pictures. Yeah, I remember him. Now, that's a new Yankee disease right there, pedophilia.
Oh,
yeah, when guys...
Oh, I'm reading details, and I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, I don't.
See, that's the trouble.
That's don't...
Fortunately, what I had seen, they hadn't given any information yet.
Yeah, I saw the news last night, you know.
It got exponentially worse as I scrolled down.
All right. Oh, God.
Lock that guy up forever if it's true.
Yeah. Let's move on from pedophilia.
Sleeping for at least 6 hours a night plays a big role in keeping your heart healthy. That's according to new research out of the National Center for Cardiovascular Research in Madrid. They found that adults who slept less than 6 hours had a 27% higher chance of developing a cardiovascular condition.
I don't get six in a row every night, but most nights I get six.
Sleeping more than 8 hours a night also showed a correlation to heart problems.
Yeah, you can't sleep too long. They say that.
You got to find the sweet spot.
But I love that it's only 6 hours, because I first heard the story about your heart and needs rest and you're screwed. I'm thinking, oh, man, we're screwed. I think we still are because of our hours, you know.
But I think 6 hours is about normal.
I'm very
for me, it is, yeah. Oh, I'm glad that's all you need for your heart. Usually it's seven. To be well-rested, you need 8 hours, they say,
yeah,
7 to 8.
No, that ain't happening.
No, that ain't happening.
I'm still pretty confused about the, is it keto or keto?
Keto.
The diet.
Well, we're going to get into that if you want.
Because Al Roker and Jillian Michaels are having a feud.
Well, Jillian Michaels is in much better shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one's the fitness instructor?
Yeah, I'm going with her.
Yeah.
Now, Grant, she works out. She's cute. I always thought she was cute.
She's also going up against Andy Cohen. And, you know, you put Al Roker and Andy Cohen together and they can do anything.
Sure.
That's what they always say.
Why is Al Roker pissed because he has his own diet book out there?
No, he used the keto diet.
They're all doing the keto diet.
And she says that it is a very bad idea, that the keto diet in general is a bad idea.
Cut carbs, work out.
Halle Berry. No, the diet is almost...
No, I'm just talking about what you should do. Just cut some carbs.
It's almost all fat.
Yeah.
You can't even eat fruit because fruit produces sugar.
How about vegetables?
I think some vegetables are okay, but not a lot.
All fat? I don't want to eat all fat.
It's mostly fat.
I feel like crap by eating fat.
What happens is if you take in no sugar, no glucose, then your body will just go to the fat reserves and burn that. That's the theory behind it.
So what is all fat? Give me a staple of food.
About steak, and burgers, steak and more burgers.
It sounds good, but I could do it.
Maybe a hunk of broccoli, but it sounds
low on carbs, high on fats.
Yeah.
You eat enough of this, and it puts your body into a state of ketosis. That is a state of metabolism that burns fat because it cannot burn energy with carbs.
It doesn't sound like a long-term plan, though.
No,
it doesn't sound like a long-term plan.
I've always said
plan.
It's not. The times I've lost weight in my life, I just changed the habit I was in. And so, it wasn't. And then you can make a long-term plan. You fall off that. We all do it. But at least that's a long, at least I can eat the way I'm eating right now.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat that way. I'd feel like ass.
No.
This can't become a lifestyle.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And it might work. It's obviously works.
It'll work temporarily, yeah, just like any fad diet.
Right.
But any fad diet, you can't continue
right.
for a lifetime. You
right.
can't make a lifestyle out of it.
What Al Roker say?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Well, you know, that's working for him.
Yeah, I know that. But I don't hate Al Roker. I love Al.
So Al Roker and Andy Cohen start telling Jillian at first said the diet's a bad idea because it starves the body of essential nutrients.
Okay, who's the fitness instructor and nutrition expert?
Jillian Michaels.
There you go.
But Al Roker has looked into it enough to where I'm sure he thinks that he has some.
Jillian Michaels doesn't tell Al about weather, right?
She might.
No, she doesn't.
We
don't tell Al about weather either.
That's not what that warm front's going to do, Al.
You want to hear their little tete-a-tete on Twitter?
Oh, they're hammering each other.
Right, Al writes.
Is it shut up, you bitch?
So, at Jillian Michaels says keto is a bad idea. This is from a woman who promoted on-camera bullying, deprivation, manipulation.
Oh, that's the show.
Yeah, and more weekly in the name of weight loss.
He's pissed off. Does he have money in keto or something?
Now, those
sound care?
Like bad ideas. So, Jillian Michaels comes back and says, I have an idea. At Al Roker, at Andy Cohen, who obviously went after her. How about a civil, intelligent debate on the Six Keys book and keto instead of personal attacks and name-calling?
I'm also
a motivator, and I know you guys can do this.
I think she won that.
I think so.
She won that Twitter.
Yeah, she took the high road.
She totally took the high road.
Well, I think she's also looking at it more scientifically
right.
and more big picture.
But she took the high road with that. She could have said, shut up, fat guy, you know, and she didn't. You know, that's how we tweet back and forth.
Hey, yo-yo Roker.
Yeah.
I don't think you can even have like a tater.
No.
In your keto diet. I think it's
it's chicken. All meat, but
right.
all meat used to be that.
I don't even think the chicken fried steak club qualifies because the
breading
on the chicken fried steak.
Well, look at the
would
photo.
Disqualify
that. Nobody's
you.
Losing weight in that photo.
Nobody's trying.
No.
And nobody's trying. That's
but
good point.
It's a predominantly fat based diet.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Once again, fad diets work. They all work.
Yeah,
but they're not lifestyle.
For a just, time,
right? For a short period of time.
Yeah,
they're a short-term fix.
That's
and with, I got nothing against meat. We all like meat. I'm just saying I couldn't eat steak, and I know people that can eat steak and burgers every day. I just couldn't do that.
With diet and exercise, both. That's always been. It's like I want to do something that I can maintain for the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't trust any diet that says because that's the first I've ever heard. Don't ever touch fruit.
Yeah.
Stay away from fruit. I understand. Don't drink the fruit juice because that's just chock full of sugar. But
throw a burger in your face instead, right?
To stay away from fruit and go with the Whopper instead.
No bun.
Yeah. No bun.
No bun.
And get rid of the lettuce.
Extra mayo.
That's choke. Those two kids make up. I like them both. All right.
And Andy, too.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.